Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. It's Wednesday. Thank you for being here, friends. I appreciate it. I always do when you're here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And basically, we've had one of those shows where we've done a little bit of everything today, including spending an hour with local attorney Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig. And I'm asking you a few questions, and these are questions that I've had written down as, hey, I want to know the answers to these, and it's just a question of when I get around to asking them. So I figured today was as good a day as any, and I've also got a little breaking news, too, that I want to share with you as time moves on. But a couple of things. Number one, this is maybe it's a little bit out there, okay? Maybe it's a little bit hard to bite your teeth, to sink your teeth into. But, you know, one of the things that I noticed probably, 10, 15 years ago, whenever, was a lot of people who would call into talk radio shows, not just this one, but other people's talk shows, and they would be very exercised, very disturbed about a particular topic, and they would express great glee and joy that the host was taking a very strong opinion on a given subject matter. And the people calling into the show, and again, could be a national host, could be a local host, doesn't matter. But people would say, hey, when it hits the fan, I just want you to know that I have your back. And I'm kind of curious as to whether you believe when people tell you they have your back, that they really have your back. Now, what prompted me to ask you this question today is I don't know why I'm talking like that. What prompted me to ask you this question today is the situation in Williamsville, because I know a lot of business people who were very, very happy that the mayor of Williamsville took the position that she has taken against vaccine mandates and booster mandates and asking county sanitarians to stay out of the village of Williamsville. But now the mayor needs you on her side. The mayor needs your support. And there's been a lot of crickets, a lot of crickets. So a lot of people who will push you to the edge, okay, and say, oh, don't worry. You start going over that cliff. We've got a rope for you, and we're going to have your back. Well, then the minute things start to get a little bit heated up, the people who said, hey, I've got your back, well, might not have had your back that much, because then they got to stick their head above the crowd and face being disciplined by the county or whomever. See, it's easy to say, I have your back. It's a lot harder to do it, okay? Those of you who've been watching Braveheart again on Netflix might remember Robert the Bruce making a promise to Mel Gibson and not living up to it, because Robert the Bruce, I think he wouldn't go into the hot tub with Mel Gibson or something. I don't know, something like that. The other thing is, we've had a couple of weeks now where you have reset your body, all that weight you were going to lose, all right? What are you doing to diet? Is it actually working? And exercise machines. I don't think there's a household in Western, well, I don't, but I don't think there's many households in Western New York that don't have at least one piece of exercise equipment that seemed like a good idea at the time that has gone unused for months, years, maybe decades. And every time you see it in its dusty glory covered with the laundry, well, you think to yourself, that didn't work out so well. But is there a piece of exercise equipment that you want to pimp, that you want to tell us really does work? And exercise equipment has come so far, even in your lifetime. Anybody remember in the early 70s and late 60s, they sold this springy thing. It had handles on the end, and in the middle, it looked like a very compacted slinky. The idea was you spread it out, you stretched it out, you held it, and that was supposed to develop your chest muscles, your pectorals, and maybe even expand your chest and make you a bigger, burlier man. All it really did, I think, was rip off the chest hair of many an adolescent boy. Could be wrong on that. But exercise machine that you love and one that you wish you had never bought. You might have one, you might have the other. It's all good and fine. And last but not least, and again, these are little questions that I've had in my mind that I wanted to throw out on a day exactly like today. I'm sorry, but how are you watching your TV? For a long time, your humble host here, I was a cable guy, all right? I had my cable. And I had my Fox News and CNN and I think a couple of premium channels. And I had the bundle. I had the landline. I had the internet. I had the TV. And then one day I realized, you know, this is costing me about, $3,000 or more a year. And I am not getting $3,000 or more a year satisfaction and happiness out of what I'm doing. So I literally called the cable company and I snipped the cord. So basically the only thing I need the cable company for is internet access, and I use their streaming. I use the internet company so that my TV viewing is over the air. It's on an antenna. I kid you not, an antenna. And it's hooked up to the wall, and it's really space age kind of looking. And I'll watch TV on Netflix and Amazon, and then I'll stream it from my phone if there's a documentary on YouTube that I'm interested in. Like, I've been watching The Men Who Killed Kennedy, and I'm convinced after 7.5 hours of it that everybody killed Kennedy. I mean, according to that documentary, I don't think there's one innocent person in 1963. Everybody was in on it. All right, 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to Neil in Forestville, and I believe the discussion revolved around, is downhill skiing actually exercise? You say yes. I'm not quite so certain.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, how can I convince you unless you attempt to try it?
Well, I have done it. I've tried it. I enjoy skiing. Haven't done it in quite some time. But, I mean, the cross country is absolutely a workout. Snowshoeing, absolutely a workout.
Have you ever been to Mahogany Ridge?
No, I have not. I mean, to the best of my recollection.
Well, when you find out where Mahogany Ridge is, you will have a big laugh, and it's at my expense.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that, because is this like some inside joke that I should know that I don't know?
What is the bar made out of?
Oh, all right, thank you. All right, thank you. I thought it was something like that, Mahogany Ridge. Okay, so as far as TV, Neil, I get the sense that you're the guy with the antenna. I don't get the sense that you're the guy with the dish. I don't get the sense that you're the guy with the cable. I get the sense that you're the guy who does things on the cheap. Am I correct?
I attempted to, but we live so far out in the boonies, and these damn windmills interfere with TV signals as well, that we get intermittent the antenna TV, and believe it or not, only during snowstorms do we get an actual clear signal for some stupid reason. When it's clear out, we lose channel 2 and 4.
That is actually very interesting. And is it a high quality on channel 2, channel 4?
At least when we were kids and you just got the snow, you'd lost the picture, but you'd still have the audio. And I'm more of a person who likes to listen to my news because it's a little bit easier to take, and that's why I enjoy your show and the rest of WBEN's programming, because it allows me to do other things while I'm listening.
See, that's very interesting because, you know, when we talk about antennas, if you're younger, you missed out on an amazing era of television broadcasting. If you were younger, there was actually a time, I don't even think Pasquale is going to remember this, where we would have on the top of houses throughout suburbia, we would have TV antennas. And if the person was a real TV freak, the TV antenna was motorized. And there was a control on top of the TV that you could turn in order to bring in distant signals better. For example, you wanted to watch Hockey Night in Canada, and you would turn the antenna toward Toronto. And Dave Hodge and company came in booming from Toronto because of the rooftop TV antenna. And then, I'd forgotten about this, and maybe this will bring back some memories, but there were actually times back during the day. Now, you talked about the wind turbines. There were times during the day where you'd have your TV picking up some hockey game out of Canada, and a jet would fly overhead, and it literally interfered with the TV. It might seem hard to believe today to those of you watching on cable or the dish or Amazon or Netflix, but there was literally a time when a jet would fly over your head and it would mess up your entire TV reception.
Yeah, nothing's better than watching Don Cherry on Hockey Night Canada.
You've done better. You've done better work. I expect your next impersonation to be of better quality than that.
My friend.
All right, Neil, I thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, guys, do you guys remember that? I mean, those were the days. I mean, it's funny because it seems entirely primitive now. It really does. The idea today, think about this. If you were going home and you didn't have cable, you didn't have Amazon, you didn't have Netflix, you didn't have the dish, whatever it is, but literally within your lifetime or your parents' lifetime, we would have a control on top of the TV, and if it was a motorized antenna, you could turn the dial on the antenna, go outside, watch your antenna actually move in the direction in which you had turned it, pick up these stations out of Toronto and Hamilton or wherever, and and then have your shows interrupted when a plane would fly over. It was amazing. I don't want to go too far down memory lane here, but you know, it's kind of funny, the technology and the way it has changed and modified within not all that many years, because there were times going back into the 1970s, where Citizens Band Radio, CB Radio, was the big thing. And a lot of times in the suburbs, you could walk up and down the street, and you'd see maybe 2 to 3 houses on every street with these gigundous CB radio antennas. And it was quite the hobby. And it was super cool, at least for a geeky kid like me anyway. It was super cool because growing up in Tonawanda early on a Saturday morning to get on the base station upstairs and make contact with somebody in arcade, and then you'd look up how far away it was from your base station, and you think to yourself, whoa, I just talked to somebody in arcade. That's amazing. And now, with internet cameras and internet cafes, you can literally look at somebody in Europe or Asia in real time as they're as they're doing their thing. I don't know. Technology, like I said, technology is it's pretty amazing. Anyway, it can be frustrating sometimes, don't get me wrong, but amazing. Alan talked about the buffering, but buffering in the old days meant an airplane was going overhead, and it always happened. The airplane would always go overhead and disrupt your program at exactly the most critical time of the program. Okay, it was never during a commercial. It was always during, okay, Wayne Cashman has dropped his gloves. Bobby Bond has dropped his gloves. They're about to go, and then you wouldn't see it unless they played it on the highlights. Yes, Bobby Bond and Wayne Cashman, they fought each other a lot.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Yeah. Do they really sing in this song what they supposedly sing? I think they do. Anyway, it is it's Rapture by Blondie. It's got a pop culture life of its own. Anyway, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we have a whole bunch of things on the table here for you. It's been that kind of a show. And one of the things I wanted to mention earlier, and I will open up telephone lines on this now. Those of you who live in the city of Buffalo on side streets, are you guys still buried under snow? Tim Wenger sent me an email earlier And he was driving around in the city, and he says it's like a different world as you go by the city side streets. That here we are, hour after hour after hour later, and many of you have still not seen a plow, not one plow. And needless to say, you're not very happy. There's an article at WIVB.com, definitely the side streets. I was pretty shocked, said Erica Hine, a resident of the city of Buffalo. I was taking my daughter to school, and it was a little sketchy out there, so the side roads need a little extra work, I think. Across North Avenue, side streets, across North Buffalo, rather, side streets like Saranac Avenue remained covered with snow, causing vehicle after vehicle to get stuck. One resident said, we've been lucky with the snowplows in the past few years, but this year they've just been ignoring this whole neighborhood. So we're hoping they come by today, but if all these giant trucks are still here, I don't see how they're going to get through and fix anything. A gentleman identified as Patrick Cairns decided to spend the day helping dig out cars and trucks stuck on residential streets. He says by noon, he had helped put out at least 8 vehicles. City officials of Buffalo say the crews were focused on main streets and secondary roads first and are now shifting their focus to residential neighborhoods, and that there's still a lot of work left to do. All right, so I'm going to add something here. If you live in the city of Buffalo, was your side street properly plowed, or do you feel as though you got left out in the cold? And snow plowing is, quite frankly, in this area, it is one of the most important municipal services there is. Because if people can't get their cars to work, if people can't earn a paycheck, they tend to, shall we say, grow in burning resentment over that. So that's something that definitely has to get taken care of. But if the snow plowing is still an issue in your neighborhood, I'd like to know where that is and whether you have yet to see a plow. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there is another story that I have been wanting to get to today. I told you, we got a little bit of everything today. I can't believe this, but this is actually a true story. I know this because it's on ABC News, and would they ever lie? The UK has lifted COVID restrictions, says Omicron wave has peaked. I kid you not, this is the UK. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says face masks will no longer be mandatory in public places, and COVID-19 passports will be dropped for large events as infections level off in most parts of the UK. Dateline London, face masks will no longer be mandatory in public places, and COVID-19 passports will be dropped for large events as infections level off in most parts of the country. This is what the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today. The British Prime Minister telling lawmakers that the restrictions were being eased because government scientists think it is likely that the surge of infections prompted by the highly contagious Omicron variant has now peaked nationally. Hospitals in northern England are still being pressed by high caseloads and infections still rising in schools. But the Prime Minister said hospital admissions and patients in ICU units elsewhere in England were stabilizing or falling. And again, this is out of the UK, which I find amazing. The government in the UK is no longer telling people to work from home, and compulsory face masks will be scrapped in secondary school classrooms starting tomorrow. Mandatory COVID-19 passes will not be needed to gain entry to large-scale events beginning January 27th. Face masks will no longer be legally required anywhere in England as of January 27th. We will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalize anyone who chooses not to wear one. the restrictions had been introduced in December to slow the rapid spread of Omicron and buy time for the population to get the booster shot. But may I parenthetically add, the Omicron variant seems to beat the first vaccine, seems to beat the booster, and it also seems to beat people who previously had had COVID. There's certainly no shortage of articles online about that very thing. But Boris Johnson in the UK said today that more than 90% of 60 and overs in the UK have had their booster shots. So long story short, ladies and gentlemen, in the UK, they are doing things that we're not doing here in New York State. I mean, they are loosening things up in the UK. And, you know, for so long, politicians in this country love to talk about Europe when they think that Europe is that much more sophisticated and suave and debonair and worldly than we are. They love to point to countries like the UK. But here we have the UK getting back to normal. I repeat, the UK, the land of Austin Powers, getting back to normal as we here in New York State continue to peddle out fines for no face masks, as we continue to scare people and try to coerce people into various actions because we think it's in their best interest. And the UK is heading in a totally different direction. And I wonder how long it is going to be before the United States or large parts of the so-called blue states adopt the same policies as are being adopted right now in the United Kingdom. And I would argue, frankly, it's about time. I mean, at some point, this all has to end. At some point, you have to get back to normal. But there are articles, I couldn't believe it when I saw it, but there are actually articles online, and you can look them up yourself, about the number of people who, even after the COVID situation is a distant memory, they're already saying, well, I'm still going to wear a mask all the time. I'm still going to wear a face shield all the time. This is my new normal. This is what I'm going to do. And you know what? Suppose if you're a consenting adult and that's the way you want to live your life, you're more than welcome to. But I cannot imagine, I cannot begin to imagine the harm in terms of speech pathology and education and learning that has been done to a generation of little kids who may end up being years developmentally behind where they should be because they're not able to mimic the mouthing patterns of certain sounds or of certain words. And I long for the day when in the United States we have the same kind of announcement as was made today in the UK. And I don't know when that day is going to come, because one of my biggest fears is that the situation has been made more about control and obeying than it was about a public health situation. It was more about, hey, we're government. We're the alpha dog. You are our minions. You will listen to us. We're in charge here, than it was about COVID or the various variants. By the way, tomorrow I'm scheduled to talk, I don't exactly have the time yet, with Dr. Jane Orient of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And Dr. Orient, if you will remember, she was on this show not all that long ago. And she said, look, and she was echoed in this, by the way, by Dr. Peter McCullough, whom many of you know. But Dr. Orient said, look, the job of a virus is to mutate. And if this virus follows the form of other viruses that we have seen in history, it will mutate, it will become more contagious, and it will spread faster, but the lethality will not be as great. And right about now, although anything can potentially happen in the future, right about now, she appears to be quite prescient and quite prophetic. So, anyway, if you're just joining us, just as we look toward the conclusion of today's program, if, pardon me, if you have comments, the phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We've been talking about the weight loss plan. Nobody's called in on the weight loss plan that they're going through, which is kind of surprising because usually 2 or 3 weeks into a new year, people like to call in and brag and say, hey, I've lost 21 pounds. The exercise equipment that you have discovered that is out of this world, and the exercise equipment that has been in your basement for the last 18 years doing nothing but collecting dust and not burning calories, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And also the way in which you watch TV. As I've established, I gave up my cable, and basically if I'm watching it on TV, I'm streaming it. I'll look it up on my cell phone, and I'll just put it on my TV from the cell phone and enjoy myself. Between that and Netflix and Amazon, I'm all set. Bought a movie the other night. Very interesting. Haven't had a chance to actually sit down and watch it from beginning to end, but 7 Days in May, which is a movie that President Kennedy actually wanted made, and the producers were actually allowed to shoot it in the White House when he was off on vacation in Hyannisport. It's got Burt Lancaster, Ava Gardner, Frederick March. It's a really interesting movie. All right, let's take some calls. And it is Jimmy in Hamburg. James, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. I just have a bone to pick. I know, you know, you just get done talking about, you know, the government, you know, the scientists, the doctors, all trying to put fear into everybody. But I feel like, honestly, that is what you do when you say that that's what's happening, when there is no proof of anything like that. You just say that because that's an opinion you have. I don't know what the difference is, I guess, is what I'm saying.
There's a really big difference. They have power over you, and I don't have power over you. And the fear situation is that this disease is abundantly survivable. The fear situation, they're making it seem as though it's like the bubonic plague, and the actual statistics are that 98.5% of the most vulnerable people who come down with COVID survive it. So if you believe that the destruction of children's youths, their childhoods, if you believe that the destruction of countless businesses, the closing of many an American dream was justified by a disease like COVID, that certainly was not the Black Plague, we just have a different opinion.
Right. I don't believe any of that you just said. It's just a generalization that you're saying.
Well, I don't know what, I mean, it sounds to me like, frankly, you're just calling in to be a jerk, to be honest with you. Like, you're just calling in just to, you know, see if you can get a rise out of me. And I choose not to bite. So I'm sorry. Have yourself a nice day. Wish you the best, but I'm not taking the bait. Fact of the matter is, COVID is an extremely survivable disease. It has always been an extremely survivable disease. And we've talked to doctor after doctor after doctor about this, who has said that the fatality situation regarding COVID is a function of age and it is a function of comorbidities. And they absolutely have been ginning up the fear about COVID and children. And there is no scientific data whatsoever that COVID represents a special danger to children. Your child has a greater chance of dying from drowning in a pool or being hit by lightning than your child does of dying of COVID. So, you know, you can believe me or you can believe the people who have something to gain by controlling you. I don't gain anything by controlling anybody. I'm not issuing fines. I'm just telling you the truth as I see the truth. And if you choose to disbelieve the many experts I've had on, then, you know, that's your prerogative. But as far as calling in to pick a fight today, just not, sorry, I'm throwing the bait back. Bad bait. You are not a master Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.